He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
Oh my God!
An immersive, cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamoren meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Forgive me, but I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with where this conversation is going.
Yet here we are. I prefer to be direct. It saves time.
I see.
Do you, Mr. Barrington?
Yes, I think I'm beginning to.
Good. That will make my job much easier.
Since we're being so direct with one another, Chancellor, how long do you expect to carry on with this investigation?
Until I arrive at a conclusion.
About?
Your future at Power University. Or lack thereof. My, the architecture really is quite marvelous on this campus. Tell me, which building will be accommodating my stay, Mr. B?
Get this straight. You tapped into my powers and got stuck as a teenage Mr. Barrington. Sounds like you're in one heck of a predicament, Tara.
I'm really sorry to bother you with this, copycat.
No, I get it. Made a lot of mistakes myself when I first got my powers. Is there a reason your friend Chloe there hasn't said a word?
Chloe's kind of starstruck right now.
Sorry, it's just I'm actually talking to Copycat.
a real superhero.
You guys are too funny. But remember, you're both on your way to being heroes too. I mean, everyone in the community's already heard all about you, Tara.
Wow, I'm really honoured.
Okay then, let's get you back to normal, shall we? My powers are pretty simple once you know what to do. First things first, I want you to focus your mind on what you normally look like, okay?
Got it.
And as you keep that image in your mind, you just say, copycat.
Wow, that's the part I was missing. The words. Sometimes it's just as easy as that.
Yep, sometimes it is.
Okay, closing my eyes, focusing, seeing myself in my mind. Now, copycat!
Oh my god, it worked! I'm back to me! Yay! Wow. Thank you, copycat.
My pleasure, Tara. Just promise me one thing.
Never tap into a power I haven't already studied. I triple promise.
Okay. Gotta run and catch some bad guys.
Bye. Thanks again, copycat. Meow. Meow? Like, ciao, but meow? Oh my god, that was so geeky, wasn't it?
You just meowed at copycat.
I can't believe I did that.
Meow!
What is wrong with me? I'm such a geek.
It was geek-tastic.
What was I thinking? Meow!
Oh my god, stop!
Meow!
I can't take it.
I sound ridiculous, Tara.
What are you girls doing in the faculty study room?
We're getting out, Mrs. Chapel. God, Chloe. No matter what's going on, we always find a way to have fun.
We do. Don't worry about this whole Melody thing, T. We're gonna get to the bottom of it.
I hope so.
Come on. We gotta get ready for combat training with Miss Fernsby.
The laser sword of combat!
Brilliant move against your opponent, Ms. Ashcroft.
Ms. Callahan, your response is lagging.
Summoning the power of Star Guardian!
You seem distracted, hun. Which creates the perfect opportunity for me to strike!
Didn't even come close. Nice try, Priscilla.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I should just throw down my sword.
Missed again. Now you've left yourself wide.
Surprise! It's called a boomerang sword. Circles back and stabs you in the back.
Hair's on the ground.
Get up, T!
Ms. Green! Mr. Reynolds! Enough! This isn't your fight.
Sorry, Miss Fernsby.
Ms. Callahan underestimated her opponent's weapon. As I say to all of you time and time again, never underestimate your opponent.
That goes both ways, Miss Fernsby.
Look, Tara's getting up.
What?
That's why. I summoned the power of Star Guardian, Miss Fernsby. She has a power to absorb energy from an object, like Priscilla's sword, and triple its firepower through her hands, like this, and fire it at my opponent.
And Ms. Ashcroft is out!
Ms. Callahan wins the round!
No.
Yes! Mr. Winslow, you're up next.
On it.
Oh my god, Chris, are you okay? I'm fine, Felicity. God.
Good match, Priscilla.
How noble of you.
Hey, it's just good sportsmanship. We always shake after a match.
You're right. Let's do the Jonexa.
Oh my god! You turned your hand into a snake?
Just like the two snakes I see before me.
It's wrapped around my arm! Get it off me!
me, Priscilla.
Get it off her.
What's going on over there?
Jana. It's gone. Jeez. Such babies.
Ladies?
It's okay. Everything's fine, Miss Fernsby.
Everything's fine, Miss Fernsby. God, what an act.
Act?
The sweet girl routine. Truth is, you're nothing more than a little thief.
Yeah, a thief.
I'm not a thief. You stole the powers of the superheroes, didn't you?
She didn't steal them, Priscilla. She saved the superheroes and accidentally ended up with them.
Right. Poor Tara. Always the innocent victim. Sounds like one big story to me.
More like one big, fat lie.
That's it. I'm gonna...
Watch yourself, hun. Miss Fernsby is standing right over there.
Just ignore them, Chloe.
You're right. They're not worth it.
Don't think I've forgotten the rotten little stunt you pulled the other day, Green. Burning up my photo in front of Mr. Barrington. You're gonna pay for that.
I'm not scared of you, Priscilla.
That's because you're too dumb to be. But here's a little FYI. I'm coming for both of you. When you least expect it.
Toodles! Forget them, Chloe.
What's wrong, T?
The melody. I can hear it again.
What? I don't hear anything.
Class dismissed.
It's coming from over there.
The old lecture hall? But that building's been abandoned for a long time.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hear it?
No.
It's coming from over there. That door. It's louder. It's definitely coming from down there.
Tara, that's the basement. There's just lots of old rooms and books and stuff down there.
Chloe, I'm telling you, it's coming from down there. I'm going. Are you coming with me?
Tara, don't go down there.
Down the stairs. God, it's dark down here.
This is seriously creeping me out. Okay, we're down in a big, empty basement.
Basement? What are you talking about? It's a baby's room, Chloe.
What? Tara, there's nothing but old boxes and books in this room.
I see a dresser over against the wall. And toys in a basket.
What?
And there's a cute little mobile hanging above a crib.
A crib?
Yes. Oh my God. It's me. I'm inside a crib.
Inside a crib? Tara, it sounds like...
I'm a baby in my crib.
Your memory is unlocking.
I see someone coming into the room.
Who?
It's a man. His face is blocked. I can't see his face. He's setting something inside my crib. Oh my God. It's a music box.
What?
It's a music box, Chloe. He's turning the handle. It's playing the melody.
The melody you've been hearing was from a music box you got as a baby?
Yes. I remember, Chloe. I remember the music box now. He gave it to me.
Who gave it to you?
The man standing in my room. Oh my God, I can see his face.
Tara, are you okay?
Yeah.
Who was it, Tara? Who gave you the music box?
It was Dr. Epic.
Tara Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Tara Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.